You are at the 22nd International Convention of the Experimental Aircraft Association. The time is 7 p.m. on Friday, August 2nd, 1974, and the evening air show is just over. Hundreds of aircraft have awaited this moment to converge on Whitman Field for the weekend's activities. Using a gravel pit northwest of the field as a reporting point, controllers attempt to organize the traffic flow. However, the eagerness of the arriving pilots soon clogs the system. The controllers innovate.
Okay, gentlemen, it's totally unreal. There are entirely too many airplanes in the traffic pattern. Now listen up and pay attention. I want any tail dragger, or any aircraft capable of landing on 1-8 and keeping his base leg south of 2-7, I want him to go southwest and change to 121.9. We're going to use 121.9 and land on 1-8. Now, the rest of you guys, low tail drag on final, go around. The low tail drag on a short final, go around. The yellow tail drag on final for 2-7, go around. Okay, now the slow ones go down a mile southwest on ground control. White Twin Comanche, watch that yellow one off ahead of you on final. Any tail draggers or any slow airplanes that can land on 1-8, go a mile southwest, make left traffic for 1-8, but you have to make your base south of the east-west runway. Now, everybody else, get off the final approach. I don't want any more landings on 2-7. We're going to go back to the gravel pit, and we're going to start this thing over. There are too many airplanes, you're too close together, and we're going to have an accident. Now, let's knock it off. No more landings. You go back to the gravel pit, we're going to get you separated, then we'll work you in. The tail draggers are slow airplanes that can use runway 1-8, go a mile southwest, and come up on 121.9. We're stopping the departures.
White Pony on final for 2-7, going around. Trim over the gravel pit.
Okay, White Pony on final for 2-7 is going around. Right traffic runway 2-7 for all the aircraft except the tail draggers. Tail draggers, you go southwest a mile and call tower on 121.9 for sequence for runway 1-8. Tail draggers will be for runway 1-8 only. Everybody else, right traffic runway 2-7. White Mooney, you keep her coming for runway 2-7 and you're clear to land. White Mooney, clear to land.
Roger, White Mooney, clear to land.
Yellow Cardinal over the gravel pit.
Yellow Cardinal, pick up somebody ahead of you. Right traffic runway 2-7, follow him, keep it in trail. No side-by-side gentlemen, runway 2-7, right traffic. All tail draggers, you go southwest 1 mile and call ground 121.9 for landing runway 1-8. Biplane on final for runway 2-7. I want you to start go around on runway 2-7 now and make a left turn into runway 1-8. Biplane on final for runway 2-7. Move over to the left, make a base leg for runway 1-8. Runway 1-8 only for the biplane, rocky wings if you understand that. All other aircraft, right traffic, runway 2-7, stay in trail. Side by side is unable on that runway. Unable side by side if you're on the outside. Break out to the left and re-enter at the gravel pit, runway 2-7. All triangles go a mile south. Okay, Mooney on final for runway 1-8. White Mooney, if you can go on runway 1-8, do that. Make a left base from that position for runway 1-8. All tail draggers, you go a mile southwest and call a tower 121.9 for runway 1-8. All tail draggers for runway 1-8.
Red and white 182 over the gravel pit.
Red and white 182, pick up somebody ahead of you and follow them in trail. Runway 2-7, right traffic, runway 2-7. Color and type only at the gravel pit. Okay, White Mooney, you continue approach. Looks like the tail dragger's putting her down there ahead of you. Continue approach. And we'll land beyond the Mooney if we have to. Stinson to final runway 2-7. Change your approach to runway 1-8 and land on that runway. Stinson on final for runway 1-8. Change to correction. Runway 2-7, change to 1-8 and land on runway 1-8. There's a biplane on final for runway 1-8 at this time. Follow him. Okay, the Mooney on short final. You're cleared to land. Clear the runway to the left as soon as possible. Tail drag her over the numbers. Put her down and follow the Mooney to the left to the grass as soon as you can. Cessna with a light on a short final. Keep it in the air until that tail dragger touching down is out of your way. All aircraft, right traffic, runway 2-7. No side by side. Keep it in trail, gentlemen. Put your lights on. If you're on the outside, break to the left or enter at the gravel pit. All tail draggers, you go a mile southwest. Call ground 121.9 for landing on runway 1-8. Left traffic for runway 1-8. Right traffic, runway 2-7. Keep it in trail, gentlemen. Okay, the Cessna over the numbers. You're cleared to land. Clear the runway into the grass to the left as soon as you can after you land. Okay, Green Mooney on the final. You're cleared to land runway 2-7. The tail dragger on the left base for runway 1-8. You're cleared to land. Traffic at the shoreline. You're following a Mooney. That's low on the quarter mile final runway 2-7. Right. right traffic runway 27 for everybody except the tail draggers. Tail draggers go a mile southwest, call the tower 121.9 for a left turn into runway 18. Right traffic runway 27 for everybody else. Check out the gravel pit with your color and type. Stay in trail, no side-by-side. If you're on the outside side-by-side, break out. Go back to the gravel pit and re-enter the final approach. Traffic on the short final runway 18 is cleared to land. And Cessna final for runway 27, change to 18. The second aircraft, the Cessna on final for runway 18, make a left turn. Now go over runway 18. You're too close to the tricycle gear that's ahead of you at the low wing. Left turn to runway 18. Okay, you're doing fine. I see you making your left turn out. Cleared to land runway 18. The tail dragger just touched down ahead of you. Okay, the other aircraft, the red and white Cessna final runway 27, you're cleared to land. There is a Cherokee touching down ahead of you. All aircraft after you land. Okay, the Cessna on final for runway 18 are on base link for runway 18. Break it to the left now. Cessna on the base link for runway break it left now. There's traffic off your right at Cessna 195 on a straight in approach. Okay, you circle to the left and go back into the base link for runway 18. All aircraft runway 27. Okay, red and white Cessna on the go-around here. If you can slow it down now, you can land on the south taxiway. That's right ahead of you there, red and white Cessna. You can put it down right on the taxiway parallel to that Cessna 195. Try pace around final runway 27, clear to land. After you land, tell them to turn into the grass, follow the flagman for parking. Bananas are on a low final approach for runway 27. Continue approach as the tri-pacer touching down. Tri-pacer after you land, clear the runway to the grass as soon as you can. All aircraft landing on runway 27, right traffic. Check out the gravel pit. Stay in trail, no side-by-side. If you're side-by-side, your aircraft on the outside, break to the left, re-enter the gravel pit. Okay, the Satarbe on the base leg for runway 18. Go around, climb straight ahead westbound. So red and white Satarbe, you go around. Climb westbound just north of the tower. Straight ahead, there's traffic on your left on the base leg. Okay, red and white Satarbe, if you hear me, go around, please. Okay, and red and white Cessna on the left base leg, make a left base right behind the Satarbe, clear to land runway 18. Cessna at the shoreline, the final for runway 27, clear to land. Bonanza just land, clear into the grass as soon as you can. All aircraft, right traffic, runway 27, except for the tail draggers. You go to 121.9 for runway 18. 121.9, runway 18 for the tail draggers. All the aircraft, right traffic, runway 27, stay in trail, gentlemen, no side-by-side. Keep it low and close, no side-by-side. If you're side-by-side, aircraft on the outside, break left, go back to the gravel pit, re-enter, stay in trail. Cessna 180 touching down on runway 18. Okay, blue and white Cessna 170 on red and white Cessna 170 left base, runway 18, you're clear to land. Cessna 170 that broke out, make a right turn and re-enter downwind lake north of the airport. Okay, and there's a tail dragger on the left base for runway 18. Now you're following the aircraft that's on a short final turning in now. It's a red and white Cessna 170. All aircraft landing runway 18, turn off to the right off the runway and halt. Okay, all aircraft landing runway 18, change to 121.9 ground control after you land. All aircraft landing runway 27, you turn off to the left and follow the flagman for parking in the grass area. Yellow and white Cessna on final for runway 27 is cleared to land. Right traffic runway 27. All aircraft enter a right downwind lane over the gravel pit. Stay in trail, no side by side. If you're side by side on the outside, break out, re-enter at the gravel pit. Right traffic runway 27. All trail draggers enter a left pattern for runway 18. Stay in trail for runway 18. Tail draggers on runway 18. Yellow Cessna on right base, start a left turn. You're cutting out traffic. Extend your downwind lane. Red and white Cessna taxiing on the south taxiway. Turn left next intersection. Hold short of runway 18. Chase to ground control 121.9. All tail draggers runway 18. Stay in trail. Stay in trail. Land runway 18. The wind check is 270 degrees at 10. Now you'll have a right crosswind. After you land on runway 18, make a right turn into the grass. Call ground 121.9. All traffic landing runway 27. Left turn into the grass. Follow the flagman for parking. Okay, yellow Cessna on final. Blink your light. Flash your landing light. Yellow Cessna on final for runway 27, flash your landing light. Okay, keep her coming, keep it turning. And the yellow Cessna on final for runway 27, go around. Go around on runway 27, yellow Cessna. All trail draggers landing on runway 18. Okay, there's a red and white high wing on final for runway 27. Looks like a Fairchild. You land beyond that traffic just below you. Okay, you're clear to land now, Fairchild. Just land on runway 18, make a right turn into the grass and follow the ground control on 121.9 for parking. All traffic landing runway 27, left turn to the grass and follow the flagman for parking. Traffic landing runway 18, right turn to the grass, 121.9. The Cherokee following the tri-pacer on runway 27. Keep it up. We're going to land long. We're going to land beyond that tri-pacer that's touching down. All tail draggers, left traffic runway 18. Left traffic runway 18. Stay in trail, gentlemen. All other aircraft make right traffic runways 27, stay in trail. Do not go side by side. If you're side by side on the outside, break left, go back to the gravel pit northwest corner, re-enter the pattern. Right traffic runway 27 for everybody else except the tail draggers. Okay, the tri-facer, or correction, the Cherokee land on runway 27, you're beyond the traffic. Now you look good. Main one is clear to land runway 27. All tail draggers, left traffic runway 18. Left traffic runway 18 for the tail draggers, stay in trail, no side by side. Tail draggers landing on runway 18, make a right turn into the grass 121.9 after you clear the runway. And all traffic on runway 27, right traffic, clear the runway to the left into the grass, follow the flagman for parking. Okay, the, looks like a, stagger wing beach, left turn, standby. Blue and white Cessna, pick up somebody ahead of you. Stay in trail, right traffic, runway 27. In trail, gentlemen, if you're between beats, that's on final for runway 27. Continue to post. There's the single engine, looks like a Cherokee, just touched down ahead of you. A Cherokee that just landed, Comanche, turn left into the grass as soon as you can. Twin Beach, hold it off the runway until that Comanche is clear. And then you can land runway 27, left into the grass after you clear. Gentlemen, watch the flagman for parking. Right traffic, runway 27. Right traffic, runway 27 for everybody else except the tail draggers. The tail draggers, you go a mile southwest, call 121.9 for landing on that runway. All other aircraft, right traffic, runway 27, stay in trail, no side by side. If you're side by side, the man on the outside, depart the pattern, re-enter at the gravel pit, pick somebody up and stay in trail. Keep your landing light on, man. Red and white Cherokee at the shoreline, clear to land runway 27. Traffic is coming up over the threshold. Make a left turn off into the grass as soon as you can. Bonanza is crossing the threshold. You're clear to land. You're following a Cessna tail dragger that's ahead of you, just about at the numbers. Right traffic, runway 27, gentlemen. Stay in trail. Turn on your landing light. Keep it low and slow. Keep it close in. Don't go out too far. If you go out too far, we're going to lose sight of you out there on runway 27. Right traffic, runway 27. And your color intact only at the gravel pit. You need not even acknowledge now. We're going to keep continuing continuous transmissions here right now. Aircraft landing runway 27, left turn into the grass, left turn into the grass, follow the flagman for parking. Stay in trail, gentlemen, with your landing lights on. Low and slow, keep your downwind in close. Keep your downwind close, runway 27. No parallel or side by side on runway 27. If you're on the outside, break your left, go back to the gravel pit of the northwest corner and re-enter. All the tail draggers, you make a left pattern by calling 121.9, 1 mile southwest of the airport. It'll be left turn into runway 18 for the tail draggers. Tail draggers, after you land, turn right into the grass, call ground 121.9. Aztec, that's on final for runway 27. I want you to land long. You keep it in the air. We've got two light ones that touch down ahead of you. I'll tell you when to touch down, Aztec. You just keep her going down the runway. All aircraft that landed on runway 27, turn left into the grass. Watch the flagman for parking. Okay, Aztec, you just keep her up in the air there. As soon as that traffic is clear, I want you to land and turn left into the grass as soon as you can and follow the flagman for parking. Right traffic, runway 27. Okay, 172 is clear to land. The Apache is landing down the runway ahead of you, no problem. 172, put her down in numbers and turn left into the grass as soon as you can. All aircraft landing runway 27, make right traffic. Join the pattern at the gravel pit northwest. Stay in trail, keep it low and close. Yellow Cessna on final, you're clear to land. Right traffic runway 27, stay in trail, no side by side, gentlemen. If you're on the outside side by side, break out and re-enter north of the airport. Pick somebody up and stay in trail. And put your landing light on as you enter the pattern. All tail draggers, you call 121.9, enter the pattern 1 mile southwest of the airport for left turn in the runway 18. Okay, Cherokee and short final, you keep it in the air now. You've got a tail dragger ahead of you touching down on the numbers. I want you to stay at that altitude now and continue down the runway. I'll advise you when to put the aircraft down. Trail dragger that's touching down after you land. I want you to clear the runway to the left into the grass as soon as possible. Watch the flagman for parking. Second Cherokee on final, you touch it down the numbers. Cherokee ahead of you is going to stay a little high and land down the runway. Okay, Cherokee down the runway. Keep her going, keep her going. Okay, the traffic is clear. Cherokee gets over the numbers. Now you can land. And turn left into the grass as soon as possible. Follow the flagman for parking. Okay, traffic, a Cessna is crossing the inside of the shoreline now. You're following the Cherokee on the numbers and you're clear to land. Right traffic runway 27, stay in trail, no side by side. Join the traffic pattern at the gravel pit 1 mile northwest of the airport. If you're side by side, the man on the outside break left and go back to the gravel pit and re-enter the pattern. All tail draggers use runway 18 with left traffic. Call 121.9 1 mile southwest for left traffic to runway 18. Everybody stay in trail. Okay, everybody that's on this frequency, tail driver will be on this frequency. We're going to quit green Cessna on final go around. Green Cessna on final go around. Cherokee 6 through the line on the numbers. There's a Cessna rolling out. Green Cessna go around, please. Green Cessna go around. Cherokee 6 go around. Cherokee 6 go around now. Okay, the green Cessna, keep her taxiing down the runway. Green Cherokee 6, go around if you can. Go around. Cherokee 6, okay, now keep that altitude, Cherokee 6. Keep that altitude now, and you're clear to land. You're beyond the Cessna. Now clear to land, Cherokee. If we're going down the runway, you can turn left at the end. Turn left into the grass after you land. Watch the flagman for parking, Cherokee. Very good, sir. You're doing a good job. Okay, it looks like a tail dragger with a lot of lights on final. They're coming up with the numbers here. Clear to land. Land it down on the numbers. Cessna touching down on the numbers. Make a left turn into the grass as soon as possible. Follow the flagman for parking. Avion, you continue to approach. Avion's clear to land on the numbers. Cessna turn left into the grass. Watch the flagman for parking. Cherokee on final. You follow final down the runway, and there'll be a tri phaser touching down behind you. Cherokee on final is coming up on the numbers. Now you fly down the runway. I'll advise you to touch down. Tri phaser right behind the Cherokee. Land on the numbers. Cherokee, keep going down the runway. White tri-pacer, you level off on final and fly down the runway. White tri-pacer on final, you level off and fly down the runway. Cherokee, keep it going down the runway. Cherokee, keep it going down the runway. You're doing fine. I'll advise you when to start down the land. Okay, tri-pacer, you keep it going down the runway behind the Cherokee. You're going to land behind him. All right, keep it going, tri-pacer. In the traffic over the numbers, you touch down now. Tri-pacer, keep it going down the runway. Cherokee, you keep it going down the runway. Tri-pacer, you land now. Cherokee, you touch down and turn left at the into the grass after you land. Follow the flagman for parking. Okay, Delta Dyke, it looks like he's in the left corner for runway 18. I see one tri-pacer going around. Keep it in the air, tri-pacer. Keep it in the air. Okay, tri-pacer that's going around, you keep it in the air there. As soon as you're beyond the other tri-pacer, we'll have you touch down. Advise you when you're by. Let me know when he's by him over there. Okay, tri-pacer, keep her going. Keep her going. You're looking good. Okay, clear to land, tri-pacer. You're touching down the midpoint of the runway. Now left into the grass after you land. All traffic, right traffic, runway 27. Right traffic, runway 27. Stay in trail, no side-by-side. If you're on the outside, side-by-side, break out, re-enter the gravel pit. Stay in trail, turn on your landing lights, and stay in trail, runway 27. Cherokee, I'm finally inside the shoreline. Clear to land. All the tail draggers, you'll stay in the pattern for runway 27. We're going to use departures for runway 18 only now. Okay, the Cherokee on final is clear to land. After you land, make a left turn off the grass. No side-by-side flying. No side-by-side. If you're side-by-side, go back to the gravel pit and start it all over. The fellow's on final. The Bonanza on final is cleared to land. Keep your spacing, gentlemen. As soon as you're on the ground, level off and make... Or correction, make a left turn off the runway into the grass. Believe me, there is one close behind you. Cessna on final. The Cessna just inside the shoreline. You put it down right on the numbers. Now the Cherokee that's just coming up on the shoreline behind the Cessna, you're too darn close to him. I want you to level off. You fly down the runway. You can plan on landing the last half, but don't start down. Maintain your altitude. I'll tell you when to land. The Cessna's inside the shoreline and coming up on the numbers. You put it right on the numbers and an expedite clearing that runway. Okay, the one that's behind the Cherokee on final, inside the shoreline, you can't plan on putting it on the numbers too. Put it on, boy, straight tail bananas. You're going to have to slow down because that Cessna ahead of you is slowing down. Slow it down. Okay, Cherokee, down the runway. Don't call me, fellas. Mile northwest over the gravel pit. Okay, Cherokee, you go down to the VOR. The Cherokee over the runway. Go down to the VOR and then land. The Cessna just landed. Expedite off the runway. There's one behind you. Bonanza cleared to land. And the one just coming up the end of the runway, the white one with the lights, you're cleared to land. Cessna, you're flying a Cherokee on a short final.
All right.
Debonair, expedite off. Everybody, after you land, expedite off the final. Or correction, expedite off the runway. Tri-pacer, you're following a Cub. Cessna, you're following a tri-pacer. Cleared to land.
Cub expedite off the runway. Cessna on final level off. Cessna on final level off. The one just coming up on the numbers level off. You can plan on touching down up by the VOR. I'll let you know when to come down. The tri-phase are just touching down. As soon as you get under control, expedite off that runway. I'm going to have one coming over the top of you. Red and white Cessna on final flashlight. Okay, the one that just flashed on final, keep the speed up and you're cleared to land. Tri-phaser looks like he's going off. You're cleared to land. Okay, the one on the short final, tri-phaser, he's clear. That one ahead of you is clear. Go ahead and land. Looks good. Cessna on final, pick the speed up, expedite it up the runway, clear to land. The Cessna approaching the shoreline, give me some more speed, pick it up, clear to land.
Thank you, sir. Corsair, how's your fuel doing?
numbers. You put it right on the numbers. Right on the numbers over the end of the runway. The Cherokee behind him, level off. Level off. Fly right down the runway, Cherokee. Right down the runway. You can plan on touching down after the VOR. I'll tell you when to land. The Cessna that just landed, as soon as you get it under control, make a left turn and expedite off the runway. Cherokee, right on down the runway. Don't let down. And, okay, I got a tie coming up on final here. Okay, there's one with two landing lights on final. You flash them. The single engine Comanche, you level off, fly down the runway. Cherokee at the VOR, clear to land. The Comanche, you level off, fly down the runway. The one that's on the Cessna 150, you put it exactly on the number, Cessna 150. Comanche, flash your lights if you hear me. I want you to level off now. Okay, Comanche, level off. Don't land, Comanche. The Comanche over the numbers, don't land, fly down the runway. 150, put it on the numbers and expedite off the runway. There's one close behind you. The straight tail bonanza on final. You plan on putting it right on the numbers. The 150, expedite it off the runway as much as you can. The Comanche looks good. Go ahead and land.
Still on that Cessna over the gravel pitch, orbiting. I got traffic behind you. What do I do?
If you can, keep him behind you.
I go downwind?
No, sir. No more downwinds. The final's still over in Michigan. Straight tail bonanza's cleared to land. No more downwinds, gentlemen. Just stay away from the airport. As soon as we get the final back in this state, we'll start over.
I got swimmers flying under me downwind.
Okay, well, then you follow him. All the fellas holding up north of the field, if you can set up some kind of daisy chain up there, it's going to help. The twin that's north of the field, you'll never get on the final. Make a left turn and go north for a while.
Blue and white Cessna over the gravel pit.
Just find somebody up there and get behind him and stay behind him. I'll tell you when you can come on. The left biplane northeast of the field, if you read the tower, rock your wings hard. Okay, I want all the airplanes on final approach to turn their landing lights on. Okay, the one that's on final inside the shoreline with a landing light, flash your light so I know that you're listening to me. Okay, level off. That one that just flashed these lights, you level off. I'm going to take you down the runway and over the top of the other one. The one that's just coming up on the numbers, the Cessna with his light on, coming up on the numbers, put it on the numbers, sir, and get down as soon as you can. Give that biplane. Okay, the airplane coming up on the shoreline with a light on. You keep a lookout for that biplane off your right. You're a Mooney. A Mooney, you're cleared to land. And the Cessna that just touched down, you expedite off the runway as much as you can. And there's another Cessna going over the top of you, so I need you off the runway in a hurry. Okay, the Cessna at the VOR can let down, clear to land. Thanks a lot for cooperation. Come on down and land.
Thank you.
Hey, who's turning final out there with a light on in the lake?
Right there, 460.
460, do you have any idea how far east you are? The high wing Cessna is out in the lake. Flash your, disregard. I want you to flash your light if you see anybody ahead of you. Okay, you keep coming. That Cessna with a light on out in the lake, keep coming. Gentlemen, and you're following a biplane that's turning final right over the shoreline. Okay, fellas, it's open. Report over the gravel pit with your color and type, and I'll try and give you a sequence. When you make the downwind, guys, keep it about a quarter of a mile north of the airport and keep your base leg just as Cessna 172 northeast. Start a right turn right to the runway now. Right into the runway. It's a Cessna 170 with a stroke. Right into the runway. Follow the biplane. Report over the gravel pit with your color and type. Make your downwind about a half mile or a quarter mile north of the airport. A real close right base. Get behind an airplane and follow. We'll let you know how your sequencing looks. If you can do it, follow an airplane in. Cessna 170 over the lake. Right now you're following, okay, the one coming up on the shoreline. Okay, there's the second one on the right base. The one that's following... you follow one off to your right and low ahead of you. He's with a landing light on final. The one that's just turning final off right base, keep the speed up just as darn much as you can and clear to land runway 27. The one that's out over the lake with a light on, pick the speed up. Now, that looks good. There's one turning in front of you and one turning behind you. And there's another one with a strobe turning right base now. Right inbound to the runway, gentlemen, to the bands out there. There's one turning final ahead of you. That one that's extending the pace. Turn it on to the final. Pick the speed up. Put some power to it. Close the gap. Okay, Bonanza on the right base. When you turn the final, I might have you fly down the runway. So bear with me and pay attention as you come up the end of the runway.
White Beach 18 over the gravel pit.
White Beach 18 over the gravel pit. Do you follow Beach Rock Your Wings? The Beach 18 Rock Your Wings. Rock them hard. Follow the Musketeer ahead. The Musketeer ahead. You're following a Bonanza on final with his landing light on. Bonanza, flash your light. The Bonanza on final, flash your light. Okay, Mustang, he's flashing your light. I want you to get, Musketeer, I want you to get real close behind that one that's flashing his light. Do it again, Bonanza. Who's the high wing at the gravel pit with the landing light? Piper Cruiser, flash your light and rock your wings and let down, get in close, and follow the Twin Beach due north of the tarn. I got you. Your Beechcraft is right over the terminal building. Piper Cruiser, let down, get in close. Who is just leaving the gravel pit eastbound?
Orange and White Waco.
Orange and Waco, rock your wings. The Cherokee that just left the gravel pit with a nose light, rock your wings. The Cherokee north of the tower on the downwind, rock your wings and rock them hard and slow down.
That's a Waco.
Okay, if you're a Waco, rock your wings. Rock your wings so I can tell who you are. Okay, Waco, you're going to have to slow down just as darn much as you can. You're following a Piper Cub off your right. You see him?
Affirmative.
Follow him. Bonanza, thanks a lot for the help, clear to land.
What is the gravel pit?
1 mile northwest.
Thank you.
Musketeers, clear the land. Keep the speed up. And keep it just as close as you can, guys. Just as close as you can. The final gets out too far, and we have a lot of problems. Red and white home built that just left the gravel pit. You make a right turn. Come in closer to the runway and rock your wings if you're listening to me. The guy right over the landing, over the gravel pit with two landing lights. Turn your lights off and rock your wings, and you're following a Waco off your left front. Waco, if you hear me, rock those wings and rock them hard.
Cessna 140.
The Cessna 140. Are you north of the field?
Perfect.
140, the home build, north of the field, north of the terminal building. Rock your wings. Twin Beach is cleared to land.
Thanks,
sir. Home belt northeast of the field. If you read, rock your wings and rock them real hard. Tri-Pacer, the high wing has just left the gravel pit. I think it's a Tri-Pacer and Cessna 180 with a strobe. They just rocked the wings. You're following a 310 with a strobe ahead. He's having to wide out, widen it out. Now, the one that's behind the 180 with a strobe, rock your wings. It's a Cessna 140. Rock your wings. Cessna 140, rock your wings. The Cessna 140 with a strobe, rock your wings, follow the 180. And the high wing just leaving the gravel pit now. Stinson, rock your wings. You're following the 140 off to your left front ahead of you. Thank you, Stinson. High wing at the shore, keep your speed up and clear to land. Yellow Stinson over the gravel pit, rock your wings, you're following a Stinson directly ahead of you. Slow down.
What a runway is
it? It's right traffic for runway 27. Report a mile northwest over the gravel pit with your color and type. I'll give you sequence that time. Right traffic for 27. After you land, left turn off the grass just as soon as feasible. Cherokee on final is cleared to land.
T-34 white and blue.
T-34 white and blue, rock your wings.
stents. Follow the yellow stents directly ahead of you, T-34.
Yes.
310, when you turn to final, let me know. The 310 that's following the home belt, when you turn to final, let me know. Corsair, I wouldn't do it right now. We're starting to get it straight up. It's looking pretty good, but the final has snuck out to about 5 miles, and they're all slow. Can you hold it for about 10 minutes? If I have to, I'll make you. Okay, Corsair, if that's you coming up on a gravel pit, you're following a T-34 due north of the field. T-34, if you got the traffic you're following, rock your wings and rock them hard. Okay. Corsair, you're following a T-34. He's got a red strobe light. He's just over the city. Do you see him?
Uh-huh.
Okay, following. High wing on final, flash your light. Okay, high wing. Keep the speed up. Pour the coal to it. Come on in and third land.
Runway Cessna 172 over the gravel pit with a strobe.
172 over the gravel pit with a strobe. You're following a Corsair. Let me, have you got your landing light on?
We're flashing it.
Okay, I don't have you in sight. 310, are you turning the downwind again?
Roger, I'm following the course, sir.
Outstanding, 310. Okay, red and white 172, there's a 310 over the gravel pit. 172, red and white, flash your landing light. Okay, red and white 172, I don't have you in sight. Or that's you about 10 miles northwest. You got a couple ahead of you following.
We're following runway 310.
Well, there's probably a bunch of them here. The
high wing on
final with a light. Keep the speed up. We will add a little power to it. Clear to land. Traffic on a mile final just coming up on the shoreline. If you read, turn your landing light on. Okay. Keep the speed up, and you're doing a fine job. You cleared the wind.
Tower North Central, 212, sorry, take off.
Okay, North Central. If you don't mind, I'd appreciate it if you can take about a 3 or 4 minute delay. I've got them lined up. I don't want to goof them up again. Okay. Aztec at the gravel pit, make a left turn. Go 2 miles north and bring it around again. The 172, are you coming up on the gravel pit now, the red and white one?
That's affirmative.
Okay, you follow that Aztec right around. I need space to get a north central out, then I'll let you gentlemen come in. Corsair on the base, widen it out a little bit to your left. You're following a low wing on the final. I think it's a home belt, and we're not talking to him.
Okay, Corsair, widen out. Everything, guys. You're probably going to be weather.
There is no way I'm giving weather on this frequency. The low wing on a mile final is cleared to land. All aircraft landing at Oshkosh. Report northwest over the field. Corsair, turn it in now. Okay, all aircraft landing at Oshkosh, enter a right downwind for runway 27. Enter the downwind a mile northwest of the field over the gravel pit. Give your color and type after landing a left turn off into the grass.
Red light Cherokee over a gravel pit near a lake.
Over a gravel pit near a lake. I have no idea where that's at. You'll have to get a mile northwest of this airport with a landing light, and I'll let you know if I see you. All the aircraft, when you're on final approach, it sure helped me if you would show me the landing lights. 310, if you turn final yet.
Corsair is just turning final. We're negative on the landing light.
Oh, that's okay. 310, you still with me?
We're behind the Corsair.
Okay, Corsair, the man says keep it up. Keep it coming right on in your cleared land. And 310, you stay real close behind him and cleared to land. Corsair, will you fall on T-34?
That's what I was calling. I don't know where he is.
He's on the ground, sir. Go
go as fast as you can. Get how far out are you, Corsair?
A mile and a half.
Okay, I'm going to let that Convair go in front of you.
Okay, I'll hold on.
Okie dokie. T-34, get off runway. Left turn and north central in position.
You bet.
T-34 is clear. North central is clear for takeoff.
White
Seneca, you're following a 310. He's on the final. He'll show you some lights. You're number three to land. Thanks a lot for your help there.
Red and white Cherokee coming up the gravel pit following a 310 with strokes.
Okay, red and white Cherokee. Red and white Cessna, is there a Cherokee ahead of you?
He's behind us.
Who's behind? Okay, the red and white Cherokee, flash your light. Okay, the red and white Cessna, are you following the Cherokee?
Negative, we're following the swim.
Okay, Cherokee, you're following a red and white Cessna. He's just ahead of you. Cherokee, you've got your light. Flash it. Flash your light, red and white Cherokee. Yeah, you're following a red and white Cessna directly ahead of you. And the 310, could you pour the coal to it and clear the land?
Green and white Cavalier following the Cherokee on downwind.
Roger, Cavalier, follow the Cherokee.
This is Seneca. I can make it in front of this guy.
Seneca, if you stand on a wing, brain in, clear to land. 310 has to go around. I'll owe him $1 million.
Okay, he will.
310, the Seneca promised me he won't make you go around. He's cutting in front of you. He's northeast. You got the Corsair in front of you now, Seneca. He's coming up to the numbers.
Red and white Luscombe over the airport.
Red and white Luscombe over the airport. Go to the gravel pit and get behind somebody. Now, the red and white Cessna was following a Seneca. Seneca helped us out. You're now following a 310. He's coming up the shoreline with the lights. Have you got him?
Understand.
Okay.
Luscombe is over the gravel pit. I'm sorry.
Okay, Luscombe over the gravel pit. You're following a Cavalier. Cavalier, where are you at?
I'm right abreast the end of the runway, following the red and white Cherokee.
Okay, Cavalier. And Corsair, expedite off the runway just as much as you can as Seneca coming up behind you. Seneca cleared to land, 310 cleared to land. Seneca, it'll help if you expedite off to left turn in the grass and follow the flagman.
Can you tell us where the gravel pit and Aztec?
Aztec over the gravel pit, who was the one that set over the field first and then set over the gravel pit?
Luscombe, red and white.
Luscombe, where are you at now?
I'm just coming up on the north side of the field.
Okay, Luscombe, I don't have you in sight. There's Seneca or Aztec that's due north of the approach end of 1-8. Do you see him?
Yeah, with the strobe light?
Yeah, that's him. Can you follow him?
That's the first.
Okay, and then Seneca with a strobe light, you're following a Cavalier that should be out there. Cavalier, tell me when you turn a right base.
I'm starting right base at the present time, Captain.
Okay, Seneca, you're following a Cavalier just starting at base. Cavalier, what color are you?
Green and white.
Okay, Seneca, it's a green and white Cavalier. Get in behind him.
Cessna 172 following a Luscombe red and white.
Excellent. 172, follow the Luscombe. Red and white Cherokee on final. Pour some power to it. Keep the speed up. Clear to land.
Roger. Aztec is turning right base.
Very good, Aztec. You got that green and white one?
Damn. Call somebody ahead of me here.
Well, don't follow anybody. You've got to follow a green and white Cavalier. Cavalier, have you turned final yet?
I'm turning final about a mile behind the Cherokee.
Okay. The Cavalier is ahead and to your right on final. You've got a following.
You on the shoreline now?
No, he's not there yet. Cavalier, have you got a light?
That is negative. I'll flash my nav lights.
Okay. We're having trouble seeing you. What's your altitude, Cavalier?
Coming up on the shoreline now.
Okay, we've got you, Cavalier. Aztec, you're in pretty good shape, but keep it real slow now. That Cavalier is just coming up on the shoreline.
Okay, well, Steve, what'd you like?
Well, could you give me 10 miles an hour?
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, I'm in.
pretty good. Keep coming.
Cavalier, I can land long if the 310 can get in behind me.
Okay, fine, Cavalier. You go way past the VOR and then touch down. Aztec, you put it on the numbers and he'll land long.
Oshkosh, now I'm blanking 398 for 7 hours.
Blanket calling Oshkosh, go ahead.
Clear IFR inbound for 10-7, sir.
Where are you at now?
2 miles out on entering final.
Okay, don't enter the final. Pull up, level off, and come up north of the field. There's four or five out there on the final. They're all lined up. You come up north, and I'll get you right back around. Level off, stay up high. All the aircraft out there on the right base, use caution. There's one that's going to level off and come up over the field. High wing on final, flash your light. Luscombe, keep the speed up and clear to land. Did you just flash? Okay, Cessna, I'm final. You keep it up. It looks good. The one is just turning final. You flashed your light, okay. Is there somebody behind that red and white Cessna that just turned final?
Red and white is the blue and white.
Okay, is there anybody behind the blue and white Cessna that just turned final? Okay, who called me out on the lake? The Blanca? How far out are you, sir?
We're about 1/2 mile from shore. This is the blue and white Cessna.
No, the Blank 847, how far east are you? Turn your light on. Blank 847, can you get down to the runway from there? Blank 847, 847, make a right 360 there and come on and finally you start your descent in the right turn. 847, thanks for your cooperation. The Cessna is cleared to land. Blanca, if you will, just turn a right turn. You let down in the right turn, and by the time you complete it, you'll be cleared to land. Blank 847, Oshkosh, do you read? Blank 847, Oshkosh, Tower. Blank 847, Oshkosh, if you read, rock your wings and rock a barrel hard. Your transmitter's not working.
Tower wind check.
3005. Oshkosh Tower, 847 is 2 north.
Blanca 847, Oshkosh, out of here.
Okay, you're landing clear. I went back to center, sir, to cancel IFR.
Okay, bring it right in, clear to land, 279.
Roger, 847.
And so they come out of the evening sky, landing lights ablaze, helping Oshkosh 74 to be a record breaker and a vintage year in air traffic control.